Sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 9/14 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
3 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Gym class getting ready to set sail here for a Tuesday on KGYM. All kinds of news from sports scheduling. Big Ten football, Major League Baseball. We will talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media. We'll let you know what Kirk had to say today. Cal Eldred will join us as well, and we will talk Major League Baseball with Cal. That'll be coming up on a busy Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. And it all gets started next on KGYM. On another sun-splashed afternoon, we bring you the Gym Class here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 107.5 the North Gym. Of course, 1600 AM the main gym all across eastern Iowa. 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann will be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. He is on his way back from Iowa City, along with Todd Brommelkamp. They were down for the Kirk Ferentz news conference. Players met the media earlier on today as well. We'll tell you a few things we learned from Kirk today as Iowa gets ready to take on the Mean Green from Denton, Texas, North Texas. And that will be coming up at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon at what could be a very sweltering Kinnick Stadium down in Iowa City. Is temperatures, Mark, supposed to approach 90 degrees on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, after an extended mild stretch, it's going to be warm this weekend, and I don't think it really matters what the weather's going to be like. Iowa favored by 3 touchdowns at least. Of course, we'll be picking that game Friday in the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. We'll be talking a tad about it this week. But it just doesn't move the needle after last Saturday's overtime game between Iowa and Iowa State. And prior to what has been announced as a night game against Penn State a week hence.
That is true. So we know about that game. We know about 2020 and 2021 now as well. First of all, let's get to Kirk Ferentz today before we talk about future Big Ten schedules. The big news coming out today was Ike Butker is going to be out for the season. He did have an Achilles injury, and that's just about, I don't know what's worse, Achilles or knee. They're both bad, and you're going to miss significant time. Achilles, you're pretty much out for 6 months at the bare minimum, and that's what's going to be for Ike Butker. So he will be out. Talk today that Tristan Wirfs may have that red shirt lifted off of him and be put into the fray for the Iowa offensive line coming up.
Yeah, reports were that he had undergone some minor injuries leading up to the season opener and might have set him back a little bit, but Kirk is looking for consistency in Wirfs' play, and I would not be surprised to see him on the field this Saturday. I think the thinking probably was if we can save a red shirt for him, we will. But all indications are that Wirfs is going to be in the mix here pretty soon.
Good move or not a good move? What do you think out there?
Listen, if he can help the team.
Boone Meyer's a little beat up right now, too.
Yeah.
Alaric Jackson moved into the left side of that offensive line. Keegan Render's been in there. James Daniels has been dinged up a little bit. He did play in the game against Iowa State. I hearken everything back, and maybe I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't compare every stripping of a red shirt with what happened with Tim Dwight. I think Tim Dwight basically had his freshman year wasted for getting in fourth quarters in two or three games and returning a couple kicks. That's all that happened in his freshman year. And that's, still to this day, I kind of compare things with. I would rather see Tristan Wirfs keep the red shirt on than just have him play piecemeal in a couple of games. That's just my opinion on it. If you're going to go with it, go whole hog and maybe get him in there, maybe not start him, but maybe play him half a game in each game, see if he's ready.
Sort of in the category of Nate Stanley, I think a lot of folks didn't really agree with Nate Stanley burning a red shirt last year, and as it turned out, he hardly played. But as Kirk Ferentz said, he was the number two quarterback, and he was going to have that red shirt lifted. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. If he's only going to play, in a couple, three games, maybe in mop-up action this weekend, I don't know. Maybe he will figure into the rotation in big games. We'll see.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-366-1600. We can kick that around a little bit as we get ready to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in about 10 minutes or so and talk about the world of Major League Baseball as the white-hot Cleveland Indians go for win number 20 in a row coming up. That's pretty remarkable right there. I believe the last team to do it, the 2002 Oakland Athletics, back in the Bash Brothers days, the end of, well, no, that was beyond that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit beyond that, but yeah, we'll see. That should be very, very interesting as we will talk baseball with Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit. So that's what Kirk Ferentz, that was the main crux. The other thing that Kirk, he said all the right things about North Texas today, as well he should. And, you covered Hayden Fry teams, Mark. Hayden Fry's psychological ploy for games like this was to be on the team in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And from being on the field during pregame warmups and really being on the guys, not letting their guard down, etc. And then in big games, Hayden was very jovial and very loose before games. And maybe Kirk Ferentz has taken a page out of that playbook. Getting ready for North Texas coming up on Saturday, which Iowa is a 3-touchdown favorite against the Mean Green for that 2:30 kickoff at Kinnick Stadium.
Well, we've seen what's happened across the country. We've seen it this year, and we see it every year that upsets happen. Does North Texas, is it equipped to do something like that? I don't think so. But, there again, a coach can only say so much. And then it's on the players to motivate themselves to be at a level Saturday where they're sharp.
Yeah. So Iowa gets ready for North Texas coming up. Iowa State getting ready to take on Akron. We'll have that on Saturday for you at 9 o'clock with the pregame. That will be on 1600 AM. Let's get to scheduling. And this came out about the start of the Kirk Ferentz news conference today. As the Big Ten, Mr. Delaney, has released the 2020 and 2021 Big Ten-only football schedule. This does not include non-conference. Big changes, Mark Dukes, and if you want to comment on it, love to hear from you out there on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Kyle is not here yet, but as soon as he gets back, you can call in and we'll let you know about that. That's 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. There are big changes coming in 2020 and 2021. And the biggest of them all, Mark, is that you can go shopping with your significant other or your wives, guys, in 2020 and 2021, because there will not be a Black Friday game. You have no excuse anymore, as Iowa, Nebraska, at least for the last game of the season, is going to end in 2019 with that particular get-together.
I would suppose a TV network could move what now is the last game of the year, Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely.
To a Black Friday game.
Absolutely.
I imagine that could happen, but as of right now, in 2020, Iowa's going to finish the season Saturday, November 28th, at home against Wisconsin, and then 2021, November 27th, at Wisconsin. The Nebraska game moves towards the middle of the year, first weekend in November in 2021, second weekend in 2020. Some of this looks pretty daunting. 2020, for example, Iowa opens. Here's another aspect of the scheduling. A lot of September conference games, which we saw this year with Ohio State and Indiana. Iowa's going to, and the rest of the Big Ten is going to get into the mix here. 2020, Iowa will open at Minnesota, then host Michigan State, then at Ohio State, at Penn State, back-to-back weeks, home against Northwestern, at Illinois, home against Nebraska, at Purdue, and finish home against Wisconsin. 2021 is a little different, Scott.
Yeah, 2021 is a little different. Iowa will open the season for the first time since 1979. And coincidentally, that was Hayden Fry's first game. And even more coincidentally, it was against the same opponent. Iowa will open with a conference game in 2021. Right out of the chute, Iowa hosts the Indiana Hoosiers on September the 4th.
I don't think Mario Pace is going to be the honorary captain for that game.
Phil Seuss will not be quarterbacking in that game either. He quarterbacked in 1979.
Remember, Mario Pace got burnt.
Yeah.
And Indiana, led by Lee Corso, won that opener.
Iowa will face Indiana on September 4th. Then we'll have the three non-conference games after that in 2021. Start the Big Ten season October 2nd at Northwestern. And then Penn State on October the 9th. Right now it's a bye week on October the 16th. At Maryland on the 23rd, Purdue on the 30th. Then they go to Nebraska on November 6th, Minnesota on the 13th, Illinois on the 20th, and then close with Wisconsin on the 27th up at Camp Randall in Madison in 2021. So Iowa trades Nebraska for Wisconsin. I think a plus there. People already commenting, yeah, a real rival now. They've tried to make Iowa-Nebraska into a rivalry low these many years. I think it's worked to a certain extent. It's not Iowa-Minnesota. It's not Iowa-Wisconsin. The days of Iowa having one opponent, I think, to end the year, you can see the writing on the wall is over. It's going to probably rotate like this. Wouldn't be surprised to see Nebraska get back on the Iowa schedule at the end of the 2020s. Of that decade, if we're still around at that time. And also, it's interesting that Iowa doesn't get Michigan very many times again through 2021. We'll not play them in 2020. We'll not play them in 2021. Conversely, Nebraska gets Ohio State 8 times in the next 11 years. So Nebraskans are very upset about that. Nebraskans also very upset about the fact that they're going to be closing in 2020 and 2021, playing Minnesota now. It was Wisconsin-Minnesota, I believe, closing the year in the game for Paul Bunyan's axe. Is that correct? Well, we've had the last few years.
As I recall, yeah.
And so, you know, that's a big, big trophy and a big rival game as well. So Minnesota trades Wisconsin for Nebraska now. Iowa trades Nebraska, and they bring in Wisconsin at this point. And some of the other matchups to close out the year, just to take a look at things, Ohio State, Michigan, that will go on until the end of time for the last game of the year. Michigan's Indiana, Purdue for the old Oak and Bucket. That's pretty much a given. Northwestern, Illinois, they play for a trophy as well. And then you've got a little bit of a potpourri after that. Maryland and Michigan State will play. You know, close down the city when that happens. Penn State and Rutgers will go at it in those two seasons. We mentioned Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Illinois, Northwestern. We got those out of the way. No, I think that's all of them. I think we covered the seven games.
Listen, right? Wisconsin and Minnesota are far bigger rivals for Iowa fans than Nebraska.
Yes.
Are they not?
I would agree with that.
And finishing the season against Wisconsin is, I think, really, really good. And Minnesota would be fine, but Wisconsin, these two teams have been, you know, among the top two contenders in the Big Ten West. And I can foresee those games in 2020, 2021, you know, being for a division title. And what, you know, better way to play the last game?
True.
94-97, before you get a ton of responses, Iowa opened at Indiana in 1980 and won.
Oh, 1980? Okay.
Ryan from Walford.
My bad. I know 79 was the first game under Hayden Fry.
Ryan from Walford, I mean, the Big Ten basically said, Nebraska, you're not relevant in the Big Ten West. We want the final regular season game of the year to be a marquee matchup. I love this, mainly because it seems this will aggravate many Husker fans.
It already has. It already has, Ryan. And I don't mind playing. I don't mind having a a conference game at the start of the season or second week.
Not at all.
Other conferences do it. Like the texter pointed out, Iowa did it in 1979 and 1980, a few times prior to that. Why not? Why not give them the opportunity to do that? And I think Mark's going to go in the annals and take a look at how many times this exactly has happened over the years out there. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. The Big Ten schedules for 20 and 21 have been released. And also Major League Baseball. And we'll talk about that with Cal Eldred coming up. They came out with the 2018 Major League Baseball schedule today, and there's some very interesting aspects to that that we'll get to with Cal here in just a couple moments.
In 1980 is the last season that Iowa actually began its conference season and the season opener. That is correct, 1980.
1980. It was a two-year deal, 79 and 80, correct? Because 77 and 78, Iowa played Nebraska. Was that the case?
Northwestern, actually. 77-78 was open against Northwestern.
Northwestern, okay.
And then in 81, Iowa started a home-and-home against Nebraska to open the season.
Right.
But Nebraska was not in the league yet. So.
Correct. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, do you like it? Do you not like it? As far as Iowa opening with a conference opponent, or Iowa dropping Nebraska, or the Big Ten telling Iowa you're not going to play Nebraska on Black Friday out there.
Kind of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. Do you agree with the Big Ten dropping Iowa-Nebraska from Black Friday starting in 2020? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
By the way, another news in the Big Ten today, was announced that Indiana is going to pick up Charleston Southern to play. They both had off weeks on October 7th, I believe it is. Indiana's game against Florida International, scheduled for Saturday, was called off because of the effects of Hurricane Irma. So Indiana is going to pick up Charleston Southern instead. That's a 1AA school. But at that point, you're just looking for a football game to get your 12th one in right there.
Yeah.
There are going to be some Florida teams that aren't going to be playing in 3 weeks. And I understand, before you text and say, yeah, it was a hurricane, Scott. I know. And I'm not saying that it's a wrong thing to do, but there are some teams that aren't going to be playing for 3 weeks.
I think Wisconsin picked up the bill for Florida Atlantic to stay in Madison until it was able to fly back to Florida. I'm not sure if that has happened yet or when it might happen, but Wisconsin cooperating in a big way up there.
Doing a nice job with that. We have another Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to give away on the program here today before 4 o'clock, and that includes a 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or a 24-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, I should say, and we will have that for you coming up again before 4 o'clock. Again, my time's all messed up today. I'm not sure exactly what that's about. Perfect for tailgate tours. It should be a lot of fun. And speaking of the tailgate tour, you and I are going to be at Washington on Thursday as the Warriors get ready for Linmar. Just a little bit of focus on that game, you got to think, coming up on Thursday night. And should be a lot of fun. And that will be on Thursday, 3 o'clock. That will be on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. And thanks to all the great sponsors that help us out during the tailgate tour.
6598, well, at least the Iowa players can go shopping now.
What about all the guys out there?
Well, to the media members, our own Todd Brommelkamp, who when the game is at Nebraska on Black Friday, he's missing Thanksgiving, or a large part of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of media members the same way.
True.
Nobody cares about the media, though, do they?
No, not really. We think people should. 322. Before we get to a break here, bring in Cal Eldred. Of course, Colonel season came to an end last night. A hearty congratulations to Tommy Watkins and his staff and all the guys that were here this year. Very good group, and they had a very successful season again. Came up one game short of getting to the championship round, the best of five, and that will be Quad Cities and Fort Wayne starting up tomorrow. But just ran into a tough lefty last night, and that's what happens.
threw a lot of off-speed stuff and had the Colonels off balance. But 75 and 66, that is the record for the Colonels this season. And, you know, what more can you ask of an affiliate than go to the playoffs each and every year?
That's true. That is true. The Twins have been very good to the,
yep,
five to the Cedar five. Rapids Colonels so far. All right, 3:23. We're going to take a break. Come back. Cal Eldred will join us to talk baseball. And a lot to talk to in the major leagues. A lot to talk about in the major leagues. So we'll do that when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Acme Tools and Makita are having a big one-day sales event Wednesday, September 13th. Take 15% off select power tools and accessories. $100 off select outdoor power equipment kits. Get a free accessory pack with the purchase of three or more Behr tools and much, much more. See store for complete details. Don't miss the Acme Tools and Makita big one-day sales event this Wednesday at Acme Tools on Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids. Do your best work.
This is the Gym, Scott Unash. Get ready for Washington football action Thursday afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
In baseball, a smooth swing is the best way to get a hit. And in bourbon, a smooth taste is the best way to win over fans. Larceny Wheated Bourbon does just that. It's made with more wheat for a smoother taste. Our master distillers hand-select only the finest barrels for a true small-batch bourbon. Get caught in the act. Unlock the smoothness of Larceny Bourbon today. Larceny Bourbon, Bardstown, Kentucky. 46% alcohol by volume. Think wisely, drink wisely.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you at 3:26. It is Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We talked, Mark, when we were talking about Big Ten schedules a moment ago, that we were saying, well, maybe it's going to rotate again coming up starting in 2022. And now we do have a little bit of Twitter news about that. Parker Gabriel, Husker Extra, is saying Big Ten Associate Commissioner Mark Rudner says it is, quote, fair to expect, unquote, final week will rotate to Huskers Wisconsin in 2022 and 2023. So that means what, Mark?
I would guess Iowa, Minnesota starting in 2022. And if you'll recall, several times throughout the Kirk Ferentz era, I think 10 or 12 times, the beginning of his career and then the mid to late 2000s, Iowa finished against Minnesota, and 1 year was scheduled to, but because of 9/11 2001, Iowa State was moved to the end of the year. But it hasn't been uncommon at all for Iowa and Minnesota to finish up against each other.
Yep. So, I think that's not a bad idea to rotate those Midwest rivalries, if you will, a little bit. I think that's all right. I think that will play out very, very well.
Couple texts before we get to Cal Eldred on baseball on 93.59. I don't really care. It was fun being the only game on Black Friday, but would much rather play Wisconsin to wrap up the season. And 43.98, I'm fine with no more Black Friday games. I've been to Lincoln a few times. I have to leave Thanksgiving early, and it's hard to find a bar open on Thanksgiving night.
We're getting down to the brass tacks.
Yes, we are.
Aren't we? As far as that is concerned. We'll have more talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We had the Major League Baseball schedules released for 2018. We'll talk that and other baseball topics with our own Cal Eldred, who joins us here on Tuesdays and is up next here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And Cal, how you doing? Where are you at today?
I'm actually home here in this gorgeous weather that we have, and you know, as being a former Hawkeye myself, I'm for whoever the Iowa Hawkeyes want to finish the season up with, that team that they play wants to take a beating so we get into a really good bowl game.
Spoken like
whether
a former
Minnesota or Wisconsin, I'm not picky.
Not picky, huh? Spoken like a former Hawk.
Yeah, Sky referenced the 2018 MLB schedules, and for the first time since, I believe, 1968, all 30 teams are going to open the same day. How about that?
I like that. I think that's what I would call a true opening day. I think we talked about this at the beginning of this season. We've opened up in other countries. We've had staggering openings, and as years gone on, some of those traditions have changed, but I like this, that everybody's opening up on the same day. It's going to be huge, and I don't know. I guess maybe I just like it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I like it, too. It's also going to be earlier. It's going to be March 29th, and before people come to oh, my gosh, it's going to be cold. Yeah, but it's basically only 1 week ahead of where they are now, and the reason for that is because in the collective bargaining agreement, it was agreed upon that the Major League schedule will have four more open dates coming up starting in 2018. So that's the reason, basically, why baseball is going to start at the end of March next year.
Well, and part of the reason for that is we've had a decent number of doubleheaders this year. The players want to be able to have, and you know what, honestly, the coaches and even some of the front office, they're for these extra days off. It spreads your pitching out. It gives guys rest. It helps, you know, it's the recovery for position players that really kills them. It's because they need that extra time off. And you can kind of work it around with your pitchers. But for those position players, it can get awful long. But you want it to be long. You want to be in the playoffs, and that's where everybody's racing for right now.
Some terrific stories going on in baseball, Cal, as you know. Let's start with the most impressive, maybe, and that's the Cleveland Indians going for win number 20 in a row tonight, Corey Kluber against the Detroit Tigers. How in the world do you win that many in a row?
The thing that becomes amazing to me also is your Twins, Mark, just staying somewhat afloat with how good the Indians have been playing. I mean, they're 13.5 back. We're 16 back, and it wasn't that long ago that it was 3.5 and 6 back. And the thing that they've been doing, you look at Kluber. You mentioned Kluber. I'll tell you what. Number one, I'm going to mention Kluber. He's 15-4. He's got a 2.56 ERA. 235 strikeouts already. And a whip of .88. He's got four complete games, a batting average against a .192. I read all the stats because obviously that makes him a Cy Young candidate, if not the favorite. But it's pitching like that, not just from him, but their bullpen has been incredibly solid. And that's without Andrew Miller. But their offense has been one of the big stories. And I saw this, I'm sure you guys have seen this, but in this 19-game win streak, 100-point run differential.
Yeah, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, they're hitting the ball, getting hits with people on base, and also getting great pitching. Without Andrew Miller, who, by the way, is throwing on the side now and is expected to be back pretty soon.
Well, you think about it, guys. Is this the team we would have seen last year facing the Cubs in the World Series if you didn't have, you know, if all their starting pitching would have been healthy? Obviously, the addition in their offensive lineup has helped, but yeah, this is a scary machine right now.
Yeah, well, they were a whisker away as it was anyway.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Maybe not this good.
What's that, Scott?
I was going to say yes, but with a caveat, maybe not quite 20-game winning streak good.
Right. You look at what they've done. It's been so impressive. And the question is, we saw the Dodgers go on, not this kind of run, but the Dodgers not far from it. And now we see how bad they're playing. I don't see this turning with Cleveland. I think they're looking to continue to, yes, they're going to lose, more likely going to lose a game for the season's over with, but keep this momentum going into the playoffs. And they're trying to do what the Royals did, lose in 14, win it in 15, and that's what Cleveland has on their mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, a month ago, Cal, we were talking about how invincible the Dodgers were and prohibitive favorite, not only in the National League, maybe to win it all. Now working on an 11-game losing streak.
Still 40 over, by the way.
They're still 40 over, but, I mean, what's happened to this team?
You know, and Scott, you're right. This is, to me, this is the Tony La Russa always used to tell us, get so far ahead that nobody else can catch up. Well, it's a good thing the Dodgers did, because the two teams that have been playing exceptional baseball, Arizona has for a while, the Rockies now have picked it up. And the Dodgers, they didn't have – you have to have a stopper in your rotation. And Kershaw throws tonight. It's at San Francisco. That's one of the games I'm going to be tuning into, because I want to see – I saw a little bit of Clayton in his last start. He wasn't that sharp. They got on him right away, did exactly what they needed to do, the opponent did. But what I'm seeing here is Kershaw needs to stop this. This is why you have this guy in the rotation. The other thing, though, is their offense is how they have been winning some games, and that has, to a certain extent, disappeared, because sometimes you just have to outslug the other team. Neither one of these things have happened for the Dodgers recently.
Cal, over the weekend, a funny thing happened in the National League Central. The Brewers went into Wrigley Field, swept the Cubs, Cardinals swept, or a lot of people calling them the Memphis Cardinals, swept to pull within two. Milwaukee did lose last night, so they are in third now, 2.5. But this thing is a race now with 20 to go, and they all play each other, which is going to be the fun part about this.
Well, you can tell the people that are calling the St. Louis Cardinals the Memphis Cardinals are those who aren't quite maybe they need to look and see what the Memphis Cardinals are doing. They're in the PCL championship. That's So they're doing just fine. But I think one of the keys to this is the fact that St. Louis and Milwaukee, they only play each other three more times, and that's going to be in St. Louis to end the season. Yet both of these teams, St. Louis still has 7 games against the Cubs. And so this is huge. I don't think the Cubs are in a very good spot. Yes, you say that, you know, the Cub fans are all going, hey, we got a 2-game lead. But St. Louis has 4 home games yet against the Cubs. A lot will be said about what happens this weekend as they finish their series in Cincinnati, they being the Cardinals, and head into Chicago for the weekend. And Milwaukee, it's right in front of them. For both them and St. Louis, it's in front of them. They actually, to a certain extent, can control their own destiny.
Ryan on the text line, regarding the Cubs, he's pretty nervous about them, and he thinks that Madden has been giving the starters too much time off. He said, I knew they would miss Fowler this season. I still think they would win the division, but do you think addressing the leadoff spot has to be a priority this offseason, and if so, who can they target?
Well, you know, and that's the decisions that an organization makes, and obviously I wasn't in those meetings with the Theo Epstein and his group, but they felt like they could let Fowler go, or St. Louis just flat out outbid them for him, which is hard to imagine, but they do miss him. But I think there's another factor. Actually, my wife and I were talking about this today. When you take a guy like David Ross out of the clubhouse, and because that is huge, he did a lot of the policing of the players. A lot of things the coaches didn't have to do, and mainly what Joe Madden didn't have to do. Joe Madden likes players to be who they are, and not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes that leaves some of the policing up to the players. Ben Zobrist is still there. Ben does an incredible job of it, but when you lose a couple guys, then Fowler did some of it, Ross did some of it, you know, it's a lot. It puts a lot of weight on just a couple ball players, and plus, guys, I'm still telling you, this is tough. This is the third year in a row that these guys are trying to push, and it's not an easy thing to do.
it's not easy, and especially now with the weight of the baseball world on your back, basically. The Cardinals and Brewers have nothing to lose in this situation. All the pressure is directly on the Cubs.
Yeah, this has shifted. The Cubs find themselves in the same position that that the Cardinals have been in the past. A couple of the Cardinal teams I've played on, same thing. 04 win 105 games. 05, you come back and win 100. You know, you felt the pressure to win triple-digit games again, and then you get into the playoffs, and we faced Houston again in the National League Championship Series. This grind is not over for the Cubs if they get into the playoffs. It actually gets heightened. So it's a great place to be, though. So Cub fans, you know, I know this is something new for all of them, but this is something that you want to get used to. You want to get used to the grind. As a fan, you know, when you watch your players get used to that grind, as a fan, you want to be nervous in September and October. It's the fun of being a baseball fan.
Cal, what are the folks like you and others in and around baseball saying about Giancarlo Stanton with 54 home runs and, you know, really good chance to hit 60?
You know what, Mark? I don't think we're surprised. It was just like, when is this going to happen? Because this guy, you knew he was going to get hot. He's still young. He's figuring things out, not only from the pitching that he's facing, but how he gets pitched day to day, because they pitch around him. He's got a little bit more support in the lineup, and their depth has been okay. And that helps him a lot, because at times they have to pitch to him. But he's gotten a little more selective. So he's just gotten to be a better player. And now you get to see some of the raw power that this guy has and the ability. So I think most people in the game, you kind of expected this to happen, but still being able to hit 60 home runs, you're still not sure if a guy can do that, because hitting 40 year after year, or 35 year after year, that's impressive. But to do what he's doing right now, you knew that there was a chance he could do it. And, you know, I'm a pitching guy, but you love to see guys just kind of really build into themselves and grow as players. And it just kind of puts a smile on your face as you see a guy getting to his potential, and maybe even going further.
I would agree with that. Cal Elder joining us, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:40 right here on KGYM. Congratulations to the Washington Nationals. They are the first team in the playoffs. They clinched the National League East this week. And the Nats now, I don't know, how do you approach this? They're going to have a situation kind of Schwarber-esque a year ago, although Bryce Harper is one of the superstars of baseball. There's speculation he might not be back, could be back. I don't know how the Nationals are going to play this. Do you try to get him into the lineup? Do you try to push him? You know, you don't get many chances to win World Series. And they already kind of messed one up with Steven Strasburg a couple of years ago, not pitching him. Do they try to push Harper knowing that?
Well, I think with Bryce, he has experience. Schwarber didn't have the experience, and still was able to come back and help him in the World Series. And so I really think, look, I don't think any of us would have picked the Nationals as being the team that would win their division first, and especially by 20 games, even though most of us are looking at Miami, Atlanta, the Mets, and Philadelphia thinking, you know, Miami possibly could have been a surprise, but I still think that the Nationals, if they're smart, they let Bryce come back and don't push it too hard, even because a lot of times what happens is people in the front office, we at times, and coaches and trainers want to see somebody perform during the regular season before the playoffs start, because you have to make those playoff rosters. But I'll tell you that I think Bryce Harper is talented enough that he could be taking some at-bats down in instructional league or down at their own complex in Florida, and still be able to come back and contribute at any point in the playoffs.
Cal, which team among these should I be most worried about if I'm a Twins fan, which I am? The Angels, the Rangers, or the Royals, all within 2.5 games of that last wild card spot. And having said that, the Twins have 7 games left against Detroit. 10 of the remaining games on the road, including 3 at Cleveland and 3 at New York.
Man, the teams that I would fear the most are the two that you just mentioned at the end, Cleveland and New York. because those two teams can play the spoiler down the end, and I'd kind of written that out to see who they play, and that's my concern. Maybe Cleveland would be resting some players, and that may help them out. But it's no fun being a pitcher facing hitters that you haven't seen either, and that would be what would happen. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know. The Angels are I'm kind of scratching my head on them because they play good, they play bad. They play good, they play bad. It's just back and forth and back and forth. But man, I'll tell you, they have surprised me, no question. And Kansas City right now, the only games we're winning are the ones that we get our starting pitchers to pitch into the sixth and seventh innings. Mm-hmm. Our bullpen is tired, and so I'm not really that too awfully concerned about Texas. But the Angels, I would say, are one of them if I have to pick one that's in the wild card. But for me, it's those Yankees and the Cleveland Indians that would scare me the most.
I'm most concerned about the Twins.
That's a good point. That usually takes care of itself.
It does.
You don't have to look far.
I would be, just to put my two cents worth in, and not to, bow down to our guest here, but the Royals, even though they got a tough go of it, they have a big road trip coming up to Cleveland, Toronto, and then to Chicago. And then one, I think, a makeup with the Yankees coming up at the end of September as well on the road. But this team's been through it before, and there are a lot of guys, a lot of people saying that this might be the end of the window for this particular group. And with that in mind, I just don't think they want to see it right into the sunset. I mean, you're around them all the time, Cal. Am I way off in that, or do you agree with that?
You're not. I don't think we're making any bones about it, Scott. This is the push, and this road trip you mentioned. I'm looking at that road trip, and I'm. Whether I'm at home or whether I'm on the road and my stomach just turns, having to go to New York and play that game, not having any off days, playing those games on the road, this is huge. This is really huge. And I know the bullpen's tired, but our starting pitching, we have to get more innings out of our starting pitching. And our offense has to show some consistency. We have had some streaks, and now's the time for one because you hit the nail on the head. This is it. Everybody knows, and the Royals fans know it down in Kansas City and in that surrounding area around the country, we cannot afford to pay everybody and bring everybody back to the amount of money that each one of these free agents are going to garner, and this is their chance.
Yeah, I'd be surprised, Cal, if any of those teams can afford to go 500 down the stretch. Twins go 10-9. All it takes is the Angels to go 13-6, and then poof, it's gone.
Yeah, one of these teams, and this is a lot of times what happens, one of these teams gets hot, and then they ride that into the playoffs, and then they cause some of these division winners some fits, like Houston, who's not playing really well at this point. They could be the team that draws the wild card team. You just don't know, and then that causes them fits. But if you're just waiting, and I know that's what you're saying too, Mark, is you're just waiting for the Angels, the Rangers, or the Royals to get hot and get on a win streak. The Twins need to do it. My biggest concern about the Twins is that youth. Man, it can work for you. It can work against you.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so at that point. And, it's going to be fun the last few weeks anyway of the baseball regular season. And with that in mind, you ready for today's top five, Mark?
I am indeed, if Cal is.
If Cal's ready to go, let's unveil the top five for this week.
I am ready to roll, fellas, and I'm, like I said, tonight I gonna keep a close eye out on those Angels that you talked about. Houston's at the Angels. The Angels have Garrett Richards back. Verlander's pitching for Houston, so it'll be interesting. And Kershaw with the Dodgers against the Giants. But when I roll into that top five, I mentioned Verlander with Houston. I've got Houston all the way down to number five, guys. They have not been very impressive lately. And then I'm turning it over to the National League with Colorado at 4, Arizona at 3, the division champions, the Eastern Division champions in the National League, the Washington Nationals in second place, and it's a no-brainer for the top right now. And I know we were saying this about the Dodgers just a few weeks ago, but the Cleveland Indians, you win 19 in a row, you're at the top spot.
Hey, does your wife ever get the remote this time of year?
You know, I'll tell you, I think I finally broke her, guys. I finally broke her down. I've got the MLB app, and I just look at her and I go, how about a ball game? And she goes, you make the popcorn, we can have a ball game. So I'm telling you, we bounce around. She wishes now that we had a remote for my phone so we could change and didn't have to get up off the couch and change games. So that's where it's gotten to.
There you go.
And by the way, the best part of the 2018 schedule is the World Series looks like it's going to end in October next year. So Yes. That's good.
Yep, that's before it's time to be in a tree stand. I'm all for it.
And the Reds get to have the honor again of opening up baseball in 2018, which is something that should have never been taken away from them.
I agree. I love it, Scott.
Yeah. Thanks, Cal. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.
3:49 here in the gym class. Cal Elder joins us on Tuesdays on KGY.
Yep. Speaking of that wild card race, one day game in the books, Kansas City with a first inning grand slam has beaten the White Sox 4-3. Everything else under the lights, including the Twins and the Padres. First of a two-game set, 7 p.m. tonight on 107.5 FM.
The Padres, they played in San Diego a two-gamer earlier in the year. So this is the return visit, and I guess not a bad time to bring in the Padres if you are the Twins at this point. We'll have it tonight.
We'll see.
At 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. We will take a break, come back, give you an opportunity to pick up a Dr. Pepper prize pack. If you're caller number 6 at 319-366-1600, that is caller number 6, 319-366-1600, you will get your choice of regular or diet Dr. Pepper, a 24-pack, some Dr. Pepper prizes, some KGYM prizes, including one of our famous KGYM pint glasses for you to enjoy your ice-cold Dr. Pepper in. 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Fighting Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
This week, tune in to the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo.
Sorry, Finey. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some of your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it.
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave. Available at Walmart.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Adam in Cedar Rapids. He is our Dr. Pepper prize pack winner for the day, and we will have more Dr. Pepper to give away. Thanks to Steve, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper Snapple for helping us out with that. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next, as they will have audio from Kirk Ferentz's news conference today. And if you missed the first part of the show, a couple of things I'll let you know about. Ike Boettger is out for the year with an Achilles injury. Tristan Wirfs may have the red shirt pulled off of him, the true freshman out of Mount Vernon, the former Mustang. And the Big Ten football schedules released conference-wise for 2020 and 2021. And Iowa will not play Nebraska on Black Friday, at least for those 2 years, and probably two others after that, the way it sounds. It sounds like it's going to be a rotating final game between Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, Mark, starting in 2020.
Do you agree with the Big Ten dropping Iowa, Nebraska from Black Friday starting in 2020? That's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. It's a yes or no question. Thanks again to Emo's Hideaway.
Yeah, and we do appreciate them helping us out with that. Want to let you know as well, Ronald McDonald House Charities challenge you to go over the edge. On September the 15th, you'll want to look up to see brave men and women rappelling down the Plaza Towers on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. And you could take the challenge as well. Raise a minimum of $1,000 for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And September 15th, you'll find yourself rappelling 158 fun-filled feet down the Plaza Towers. You're saying you don't want to do that, Mark?
I will gladly shell out some cash, but not drop 158 feet. No.
Head to our brother station, robfm.com, for a link to learn more about Over the Edge and how you can support the Ronald McDonald House Charities in Iowa City coming up on September the 15th.
I bet Ironside will do it.
No.
Our friend Mark Ironside?
Twice. And would raise $10,000, doing it. Yeah, we're not too far away from wrestling season. We're not too far away from basketball season, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
We're about 5 weeks away from the first exhibition games being played for Iowa and Iowa State and UNI.
Yeah, let's enjoy some football in the meantime. As Cyclone Tim does, 70-98, I think I've recovered from my Cyclone loss. Now I'm just bitter.
Tim, we were worried about you. No. Tim, you got to be, and I know there's no such thing as moral victories or anything like that. I think Iowa State, we've talked about it the last couple of days, even on the postgame show. This Iowa State team can get the six. I don't think there's any doubt. Interesting stat today, and I don't know who had the time to come up with this, but the running back through the first two games in college football Division I that has broken the most tackles by a mile is David Montgomery.
Mm.
I guess I'm not surprised by that stat.
It's a good one. That's why I asked Mike Loss yesterday whether Akram Wadley was the best running back on the field. I don't know if Montgomery was better, but he's pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good indeed. We got a pretty darn good show coming up tomorrow as well. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to be joining us, and Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten is going to be joining us. We'll get his thoughts about the rotating final game in the Big Ten West starting in 2020. That's not been confirmed yet. Mark Rudner, the deputy commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, has said that. At least he's come out and said that to some Nebraska people. Sounds like the Nebraska people are not happy with this change. They will play Minnesota starting in 2020 and 2021.
They've rarely gotten to see Penn State. Only twice has Nebraska hosted Penn State since Nebraska entered the league.
And I'm not sure how they do this whole crossover situation with the West playing the East and the East playing the West. Iowa misses out on Michigan a whole bunch for some odd reason. For example, Iowa in 2020 will miss out on Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, and Rutgers. And in 2021, Iowa misses out on Michigan, Rutgers, Michigan State, and Ohio State. So 2021 shaping up to be a little bit more of a manageable schedule for the Hawkeyes. Maybe the Big Ten just does not want Iowa to develop that rich traditional rivalry with our good friends in New Jersey. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Lost to Eastern Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Ash has got Coach Ash out there needs to, he's going to get things. I think they're getting better, but there's a long way to go. And they are certainly not the Rutgers of Greg Schiano.
Not by any means.
Not anything like that.
Thoughts out to Jerry Kill, assistant coach for Rutgers, who was admitted to the hospital after that game, I believe, with some seizure symptoms. And I don't know if he's out yet or not, but they expect a good recovery for him.
Yeah, I hope so. Twins and the Padres coming up tonight, 107.5 FM. We'll have it beginning at 7 o'clock. Big, big games for the Twins tonight and tomorrow night against the Padres. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Scott Docterman, Chris Liss will join us on the Wednesday edition of the program. Have yourselves a great Tuesday night, everybody.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote.